We have Noah Strasser, Clinton native, on the phone with us. Welcome, Noah.
Hey, it's good to be here.
We talked to you a while back. You were in town with the Spizwinks, Yale University a cappella choir. You're now a member of the Whiffin' Poofs. Is that the right transition?
Yes, it is. So the Whiffin' Poofs are the all-senior equivalent to the Spizwinks. So after 3 years, you get the chance to audition to join the elite singing group on campus.
What is that? I understand it's been around, I think some headlines call it the longest formed a cappella group in the country. Is that kind of what they base their history on?
Yep, we are the oldest, we're at the very least the oldest collegiate a cappella group in the world.
And you are coming to town. Tell us a little bit about your visit.
Yeah, so we're coming to Clinton this weekend, actually. Can't believe it's already here. We're going to perform at Zion Lutheran Church on Saturday, that performance will be at 7 p.m., and it'll be 75 minutes of us singing from our 100-year-long repertoire.
And then also you're going to be in the Quad Cities, too, if somebody wants to head down there, too.
Yeah, so that's the next day. That'll be Sunday. We're performing at the Adler Theater at 3 p.m., and that is sure to be a really exciting concert.
You know, tell me about what it's like to be in the Whiffin' Poofs. What's it feel like? What do you do? Is something unique?
Well, it's an amazing community that I've gotten to be a part of. It's there's 14 of us total. Most of us didn't really know each other all that well up until meeting a little over a month ago when we started rehearsing, and it's been every single day. We have rehearsals or have a performance. Every Monday, we gather together at a Maurice Temple Bar and Grill, which is the place where we were founded, and we sing there for people, including our alums, going all the way back to just yesterday when we performed there. The class of 65 was there having a reunion, and it's been incredible getting to meet all these people and really get a taste for that history.
And you mentioned you auditioned. What was that like to know? You said there's 14. I don't know how many auditioned, so obviously very few get in.
Yes, yeah. So it's usually around 50 people audition to get in the group, and this is after 3 years of already singing and auditioning for your underclassmen group. So it's a pretty competitive pool.
You know, when you talked about the Spizwinks, you mentioned you go take a tour and try to stop in the members' hometowns or in their area. Is that also the same for Whiffin' Poofs, and that's why you're here?
It is. This year, our business manager was a Spizwink. The business manager of the Whiffin' Poofs was a Spizwink with me, and we really liked that tradition, and we wanted to make sure that we got the chance to go to everyone's hometowns this year. So we're coming to Clinton. We're going to Chicago afterwards. We're hitting up Maine, California, Texas, all in the effort to reach everyone's hometown.
How do you find time to go to school? You have classes yet.
That's actually the thing is that it's a tradition in the Whiffs for the Whiffin' Poofs for the last 10 years is to take off the year in between their junior and senior year. So I'm actually not taking classes.
And then you'll go back and finish up next year.
Yep. I'll be ready to get it done, and hopefully I'll have felt like I've sung enough at that point.
You know, what made you want to go on? I know when we talked to the Spizwinks, some of the members mentioned that, you know, they weren't interested. You know, 3 years was enough. What made you want to go on? What prompted you to?
I really wanted the opportunity to sink my teeth into it. This might very well be the last chance that I have to do something amazing like this, to essentially tour the world with my band, totally devote myself to being a musician. And that's not exactly what I see myself doing for the rest of my life, but I have this opportunity now, and I thought it would be a shame not to take it.
And Noah, we're talking with Noah Strasser, a Clinton native member of the Yale Whiffin' Poofs. And Noah, when you go out and perform, you know, now the folks a few years ago, you know, watched the TV show Glee. You have the movies Pitch Perfect, a cappella shows. Does that impact what you guys think about, what you guys do, how you perform when people see those things?
Yeah, definitely. It has. It's made people really have an expectation now when they you know, when they're asking for an a cappella group to come join them. So, I mean, the past few years, we've made sure to become that, like, more, you know, fun, accessible kind of music that everybody loves to hear in shows like Glee. We actually even, we performed on an episode of Glee. This wasn't while I was in the group, but this was a few years back.
Imagine you go back, what will you end up with your major in when you go back and finish up?
Yeah, I'll be studying architecture when I come back.
And then, will you get finished in one more year, or sometimes you know, architecture sometimes is a little longer program?
Yeah, so here anyway, it's I only have one more year, but then I'll probably be going to graduate school afterwards.
And once again, the Yale Whiff and Poos here in town. You said you're here Saturday at Zion Lutheran Church, right?
Yep, at 7 p.m.
And can people just come and get their tickets when they come?
Yeah, tickets are available at the door, $20 for adults, $10 for students.
And then you down the Adler Theater on Sunday so they can make another trip and hear you twice.
Yes, they can.
And the reason we're doing this is because you're not coming in until Saturday, so we better hope all the flights work, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We've only given ourselves a few hours, but it should be good.
You mentioned there are 14 members after a month. Are you all good friends?
We really are. It's been amazing just how well we're all getting along already. It's probably the funniest bunch of guys I have ever been with. We are just constantly laughing.
And then when you're here in town, you get to stay at your parents' house and a few other folks' houses and bunk up all your friends at your parents' and their friends' houses?
Yep, most of us will be staying at my house, and then there's a couple other people who have very graciously offered to host some of the WIFs. And in the meantime, I'll just make sure that they get the chance to explore the city, hopefully hike along the riverfront, go downtown. I just want to show them what it's like to be from Clinton, Iowa.
Well, we appreciate it. Noah, anything else you want to let folks know about the WIF and Poos and your visit here?
Well, I can tell you that everybody is incredibly excited to come. And this will actually be our very first public concert of the year this Saturday. So that's pretty exciting.
Well, quick, we mentioned you were in the Spizzwinks last year. Are any members of that group, are there like various two or three different groups of Spizzwinks, and are any of the from the freshman, junior, or freshman, sophomore, junior years, or are any of these 14 that you sung with before?
Yes, two of the members of the Whiff and Poops were Spizzwinks with me last year, and they actually came on KROS with me and did an interview when we were in Clinton last year, so they're very excited to be back.
Well, tell them hi, and I hope a lot of folks come out over the weekend to see you perform.
Thank you so much, and I will.
Hey, thanks, Noah. Talking with Noah Strausser, Clinton native, member of the Yale Whiff and Poops, and thanks for taking some time. Noah, we appreciate the time.
Thank you. It's great to talk to you. Yeah.